That's right, it's big. I remember that now.
Did you have a building for tools or for wood?
We generally rolled up the wood and piled it up out the side of the house, just piled up wood. He had always a place to put his tools. He didn't have one of his tools, scattered around. Where'd had him a toolbox, made, and they could put his tools in his box.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, people locked them up in them days where they knew they'd be there when they went back.
Mm-hmm.
If you kept them open, somebody might come along and pick them up. Now they're worse than that. People keep them in toolboxes now. My husband, he had a toolbox for his eye. They keep the tools in. So that's what they did back then, but they locked them up then.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Uh-huh.
Granary or a granary for storing grain?
Oh, you mean a... I've seen a thing you store fertilizer. I don't know what you call it. Well, they didn't store grain. When they plant, and they had a planter to do that.
Huh. Only for storing grain, for keeping it.
Oh. Well, they built the crib
mm-hmm.
for that. That's what they built them cribs for. They put all the corn and seed. A lot of time they make a side room, side of the crib, and put store the seed in there, and the other and put the corn, the shuck corn, in that.
Mm-hmm.
Put that take care of it through the winter.
Mm-hmm. What about them? Say if there was too much hay to put in the barn, you might leave it outside and pile it up.
They'd stack it around a pool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they'd call that a...
The hay on the stack.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Then they'd use all the hay up, and then they'd go get that and put it in the storehouse, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they stack fodder, mm-hmm. around a pool.
Do you ever see it stacked up any other way? Maybe covered under a roof or something?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people cut it and put it under a roof. Store it under the shelter,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Just a shelter?
Just a shelter, I mean, over it, all I know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people done that, and then a lot of people stacked it in the field.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you first cut the hay and you let it dry, then you rake it up into little piles? Do you know what they call those little piles?
No, I sure don't. They just call it hay piles.
Mm-hmm.
Could be that.
And where would you keep the cows?
In the pasture.
Back then, did you have to have it fenced in?
Oh, yeah.
Ever since you can remember?
Yes, sir. We've always had a place to put them. Mm-hmm. If you didn't, they'd go to everybody's and they'd mess you up. We'd have to hunt them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a certain pasture, fence made high enough, and they wouldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the pasture we called it, and they stayed in there. And then if we wanted to change when we made our crop, and then when we gathered the crop, then my dad got time to turn the cows in and let them pick the feed,
mm-hmm.
to graze in them. That's what he did there.
But did you ever hear a long time ago, well, now it would be against the law to just let an animal, a hog,
you
or cow.
You can't go out now.
When you were growing up, was it against the law?
Oh, the woods was full of them.
Uh-huh.
They went everywhere. Oh, they met, that's last year. Down here in the flatwoods and all there, the hogs and cow, everything went wild. And now they kill them out, now they won't let you go down there. Now you got to pay $20 to go down there in the woods. You can't go down unless you got the license, and you got to pay $20. And that's going to keep a lot of them out of them woods, killing up everything.
To hunt, you mean? You have to pay
hunt,
$20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hunt and give them $20 to go down there. So that's going to cut out of it. You see down here in South Florida, them people to come up here and go down here in the woods, and they'd kill hogs and turkeys and everything, and then they carry it back down there and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Get a big price for it. But they stop at it.
What kind of hogs would they kill?
Wild hogs down in the woods.